I'm praying for this land I love, America, America, the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is March 15th, 2021. Our show will be about current events. Lots to discuss, lots to go over. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow the show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are while they tune in to our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Bazzelli, is a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bazzelli when you sign up for service. Well, let's get started. Another interesting week with fake news. Non-fake news, and who knows if it's real or not type of news. Let's start off with the federal sealed indictments. These have been going on now for 3 years. Federal sealed indictments are now, the total is 234,000. This is all around the nation, all 50 states, 234,000 that are sealed indictments. Keep in mind the average number over a typical year, repeat year, is 1,100. We've got 234,000. So things are happening. We don't know when, hopefully soon, but something has to be done with all these. This is not just going away. This is not fake. This is not some theory. Each month, the totals are released. A French billionaire politician this week died in a plane crash. This was March 7th. Olivier Dussault, politician, businessman, wealthy family. Once again, this could be a normal, unfortunate incident of a plane crash. Keep in mind that 17 tells us that 7 of 10 are targeted kills. 7 of 10 crashes, whether it's helicopter, airplane, commercial airplane, military airplane, we're talking 70%. So once again, that's a reason I mentioned this. It may or may not be true in this case, just food for thought. Mike Lindell this week announced he's going to bring out and introduce a new social media website. Uncensored. Good luck with all that. Hopefully he'll get that out. Mike Lindell here, fellow Minnesotan. Here, it's where I'm reporting here from live is Minnesota. Mike Lindell, widely hated here in the state. There are some good handful of followers that love the man, think he's a hero. I am one of them. Hopefully he'll get that site up and running. Marvin Hagler this week died. Remember the famous boxer? Very healthy, in shape. Died from complications after receiving the COVID vaccine. Now, once again, mainstream news will tell you that he died. The The real news will say he died from complications after receiving the vaccine. Now, we already know that Hammer and Hank Aaron died a few weeks ago also after receiving the vaccine. Talk show host Larry King died after receiving the vaccine. And so these are things to put together. They're kind of food for thought. Mainstream media will present it in a different way, saying it's an unfortunate death. But if you read the alternative news, remember, these people have just recently taken the vaccine. They had adverse effects. Didn't make them ill. You know, it's not like they recovered after a couple of weeks. It kills them. This is what we've been talking about for many, many months here. Be careful with this vaccine. As some say, the vaccine could be 10 times worse than the actual virus. The CIA declassified this week their paperwork called Nature of Reality. A study was done several decades ago called Nature of Reality. And that was just released, declassified. Try to get your hands on that if you can. Very interesting paperwork that was done. Remember, today's world, we're not really living in a reality. We're living in a false reality. We don't know what is true, what is not. I think this all has the fingerprints of the CIA behind it. Things that we're seeing now. President Joe Biden giving press conferences in the Rose Garden. Inauguration of things that video that doesn't seem to support where he actually is. Is this all being done on a stage? Are we living in an alternate reality? What's going on in Washington, D.C. as we speak? Anything? People who live there say it's basically a dead zone. There's not anything going on there. So I think the timing of this is very interesting. It's called The Nature of Reality. Oprah Winfrey did an interview this week with Meghan Markle and Harry. Now, the first question is why? What's the interest with this interview? Why did Oprah do it? And why did it gain the nation's interest? So is it another form of distraction? Did it take away something else? With Oprah being involved, it raises my suspicions personally as far as what this whole thing had to do with anything. She falls in that same bucket with Ellen, Chrissy Teigen, Tom Hanks, Ellen DeGeneres. You know, it's the same group of people that are always making the news. And when they do, Lady Gaga, Madonna, very similar type of folks as these, when they're in the spotlight, it makes us wonder what's really going on. Now, the Anons noticed that while she gave this interview, Oprah Winfrey had a big bulge in her right ankle pocket by her boot. The section of her boot on her right foot had a big bulge. And of course, the conspiracy theories went wild that it was an ankle bracelet and she was arrested and she's allowed to do these interviews, but she's really under surveillance and has been captured. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I don't subscribe to that, these people wearing ankle bracelets. Now, it very well could be, but keep in mind, there is something there. There was something on Oprah Winfrey's right ankle. Was it a microphone kit? I doubt that. Some say it was just the lighting. Well, Anons dug and found two or three different angles of that same boot with a very large bulge. It looked like a 3 or 4 inch bulge in that boot right above the ankle. So here's what we know. Something was there. Something was there. What it is, I don't know. But it wasn't fake. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not Photoshopped. And it wasn't some illusion. So keep these things in mind. Anons are usually right when they start digging into these things. And it proved true in this case. Something was within that boot of her ankle. On March 12th, video came out showing the White House live. An individual who had a hotel booked overlooking the White House was videotaping the White House in the Rose Garden while watching it on TV on CNN. That showed Biden doing a live press conference in the Rose Garden. The interesting thing is, person doing the videotaping had a hotel overlooking the White House, particularly the Rose Garden section, and showed there was nothing going on. It was empty. And then panned over to the TV in his hotel room on CNN that showed it was live footage from the Rose Garden with Joe Biden speaking. This is what I'm getting at, what I mentioned to you earlier, the nature of reality. The CIA has done lots of work in this. Once again, is this Biden presidency true? Is it a farce? Where is it being filmed? Is it being pre-recorded? And if so, where? Same with the inauguration. Remember the key word from 17 is Castle Rock. Castle Rock Entertainment is the Hollywood outfit that has look-alike stages and things prepared for movies, Hollywood movies, including the Capitol, the White House, the Oval Office, various things like that. The speculation is that this Biden presidency is being done under Castle Rock, basically a feature film. As 17 said before, we're simply watching a movie. That seems to hold some water. Lynn Woods, again, makes the news this week. Lynn Woods has a series of election fraud cases. A couple of them went to the Supreme Court. And as of March 8th, those two were dismissed. So it looks like all the cases now are dismissed. Anything to do with the election shenanigans that took place all around the country. Sidney Powell had several that went to the Supreme Court. Lynn Wood has several that went to the Supreme Court. President Trump had several that went to the Supreme Court. They're all being failed. They're all being dismissed. Now, there's two options with this. It's corrupt. We already know that the Supreme Court and the justices are corrupt, including Chief Justice himself, John Roberts. So is it being dismissed because of that? Yeah, more than likely, yes. Now, keep in mind, the judges hearing these cases are not allowing video or audio evidence in any of the cases. So many of these do have video evidence, video actual evidence of fraud taking place. They're not interested in hearing those. So, rightly so, I believe, as much as I disagree with it, rightly so, these cases are being dismissed because the video and audios are not being allowed to be heard. Well, other than that, all of it is circumstantial evidence. So, of course, they're being dismissed. Now, the problem is this being done on purpose? Part of President Trump's plan to exhaust all resources to try to expose the corruption via all avenues of the Department of Justice. And if that's the case, there's no other option than to bring in the military for military tribunals. And so some have speculation that this is being done. They know that these things are going to fail. They know they're going to be dismissed, but they have to do it to exhaust all resources to allow the military tribunals to come in to conduct these actual cases. Because the DOJ is corrupt. Speaking of corrupt, Governor Whitmer in Michigan. Now, there's another lawsuit now with her being filed. This didn't grab much nationwide news, but Governor Cuomo is facing a lot of backlash for what he did to the nursing homes, increasing the deaths, sending the elderly into the nursing homes, sending those who are COVID positive into nursing homes to quickly infect the others. And then the elderly get it. They do die. Well, Michigan, the same thing was happening. There's now a lawsuit that's been filed directly against Governor Whitmer in Michigan. Remember, she did the same thing. As folks would get ill, she wouldn't keep them separated. She'd push more and more and more of them into the nursing homes. So keep an eye on that as well. President Biden gave a prime time address on Thursday, last Thursday, regarding COVID and those receiving the jab. And so Biden's not been doing any press conferences per se. He's done a couple here and there, nothing big. And folks are wondering, where are his regular addresses, his these press conferences. Trump was doing them almost nightly, if not nightly, several times a week. Biden's not doing any. A couple here or there. And the ones he's doing seem to be filmed somewhere else. So that's another thing to keep in mind. Susan Sarandon this week, the actress Susan Sarandon, photograph of her with a black eye. Once again, it was the left black eye. Who knows if that's real or not, or if it is indeed part of a initiation. Remember, it's the same culprits. Those popular in Hollywood as actors and actresses get there only by one reason. It's not because they're good or not. It's because once you sell your soul to the devil, you rise up and become very, very famous. You get the roles no one else gets. You get the big budget films that no one else gets. And for instance, Tom Hanks, anything that comes up that does really well, he seems to be, for some reason, the main actor in that particular movie. Got to ask yourself, why is that? Basically, he can do no wrong. Susan Sarandon, same type of person here a couple decades ago. Dominion voting this week. They were caught, once again caught, on video surveillance, shorting candidates for the GOP. And this goes back not to the presidential election per se, but to the other elections. Anyone that was a GOP candidate, a Republican candidate on these elections that were fed through using Dominion voting, the results were shorted, meaning they were diminished. They were diluted. The totals were diluted from anyone on the Republican side or the Republican ticket. Once again, more proof. We keep getting all of this proof. Mainstream media says there isn't none. There's all they are is allegations. We keep hearing news, mainstream news outlets saying they're baseless, all these baseless allegations. We know that's not the case. Each of the evidence that I've seen so far is video, audio, or sworn affidavits by witnesses showing that it's true. And there's not one, two, there's not dozens, there's hundreds of these people coming forward. Jill Biden, Jill, the wife now, did a visit to a U.S. naval base in Whidbey Island, Washington. Very interesting. This took place on March 10th. It really raised a lot of eyebrows. Whidbey Island, nearby Skunk Bay. Remember, that was the site back when that missile was launched in June of 2018. That allegedly was meant for Air Force One to take down the president in an assassination attempt. That missile was shot down by two F-16s in flight and shot that down, harmlessly landed into the water. That was the same missile that caused that incoming Hawaii alert. Remember the state of Hawaii back in June 2018, the incoming missile, red alert. And then it was subsequently blamed on someone just accidentally hitting that button that sent out that statewide alert for an incoming missile. They said it was a mistake. Remember, that was not a mistake. That's how the mainstream media had to push it. The narrative they had to push that someone clicked the wrong button. Well, in order to get that alert to go out statewide, there's a series of buttons that have to be pressed in the right sequence by authorized people. There's no such thing as someone just hitting the button by mistake. And so anyway, that was launched from Whidbey Island by the Black Hats. Missile was launched. Now she's there in a photo op getting pictures of those in the U.S. Navy on Whidbey Island. Once again, this could also just be coincidence. Personally, I don't believe that. I believe it's sending more comms. Messages are being sent. As a photo ops there happens to be on that island in Washington. Very interesting. FBI this week released a video of a suspect carrying the pipe bombs prior to the Capitol riot event on January 6th. This was the evening hours before January 6th. Remember, the mainstream media is pushing this March for Trump that took place, and it was all the Trump fans and the Trump loyalists and those who love Trump that went wild on this Capitol riot during his March for Trump on January 6th. We've already known that this is not the case. A handful of bad guys were infiltrated there and took off doing the destruction of what we saw take place there. Bombs were laid there, allegedly pipe bombs and whatnot, and the mainstream media keeps forcing down our throats that it's the bad guys in the Trump camp, the Trump devotees. But now we've got the actual evidence the night before on the 5th, evening hours of the 5th, or maybe it was the early morning hours of the 6th, but either way, it was before the peaceful protest took place on the 6th. And I'm guessing that these, once again, were Antifa members. Aaron Vaughn, remember the strange story of Aaron Vaughn who said he did that weird video on TikTok saying he's from SEAL Team 6. Intelligence had supposedly wiped his memory. And he said, well, it didn't work. And he's back. He may figure into this somehow also with this new wave of awakening that's going on. Aaron Vaughn, his name is A-A-R-O-N. V-A-U-G-H-N, Aaron Vaughn. Keep his mind, keep his name in mind. Herschel Walker in the news again. Herschel Walker, another Lynn Wood fan, Donald Trump fan, James Woods fan, and Mike Lindell fan. Well, anytime Herschel Walker is trending in the news, it's usually the mainstream media gutting him and the gullible public going after him as being an idiot. Well, this is not the case. Herschel Walker is one of the most awake people you're going to run into out there in Twitter land. Donald Trump basically mentioned him, Walker lives in Georgia, recommends that he run for the Georgia State Senate. Donald Trump basically endorsing Herschel Walker, who's not a politician, but basically encouraging Herschel Walker to say, you know what? You can move and shake things there in the state of Georgia. Wants him to run for Georgia State Senate and believes he can win. Interesting. A woman was arrested in a Galveston, Texas bank this week, age 65. She didn't have a mask on. She went into a bank, was arrested, thrown down, wrestled to the ground because she wasn't wearing a mask. Now, this made its rounds on the internet. Very interesting. I partly agree with it, I partly don't. The state of Texas last week lifted all the restrictions on the masks. There are no mask restrictions in the state of Texas. Now, really what that means is if you're outdoors, but each business basically can still enforce the mask mandate if they'd like. It appears that this bank still had the mask mandate on, and it's their right to do so. She went in and was arrested, and perhaps she was wrong. Now, all we know that it didn't make its rounds is if she was a poor, victimized woman, but she wasn't in there filming. She wasn't trying to gain attention. The footage that came out was actually from the officer, the police officer, in that bank. And an employee of the bank spotted and pointed her out and told the officer to, you know, escort her out or let her know that she needs to be wearing a mask. It was his body cam footage that came out. You know, doing her banking in line, dealing with the teller without a mask on, and this all went viral. Well, this was the body cam footage that obviously must have been leaked, gotten out somehow to the press. Who knows if it was set up or not. It may have all been legit, but this is what we're dealing with here, the COVIDiots. Lynn Wood made an interesting statement here just yesterday. He made the quote that the president will, quote, be back in office this summer. Be back in office this summer. Now, we still don't know if President Trump is actually in office right now, if he ever left. You know, he's staying at Mar-a-Lago. That's another backup White House with SCIF locations and underground bomb shelters. In the past, it used to be a backup White House location. Trump bought it, turned it into Mar-a-Lago. But is it still a White House backup or not? Oh, who knows? Anyway, what Lynn Wood may have been implying or indicating is that in a public sense of the word, President Trump will be back in office this summer in public. Maybe he is our leader right now. I don't know that. Obviously, President Biden believes, and the general public believes, he is the president. He obviously did not win, but interestingly enough, that is what Lynn Wood said. That's gaining some traction here on the internet. On March 11th this week, the Bank of England announces a new 50-pound note. Basically, the Federal Reserve there, Bank of England, announces they're going to come out with a new 50-pound, basically a $50 bill, but they're in England, of course, it's pounds, a new 50-pound note. Interesting that that made all this news, big news press conference for that. We were hearing all this one world currency, new world order, global reset, all of these things taking place. New dollar, new currency. And then out of the blue, we get a press release announcing a new dollar bill in England. Big press release announcement. Seems odd to say the least. And last thing this week, a new talk show has been introduced. A new late night talk show with Candace Owens has been announced. This will be one to certainly try to watch. I'm not sure what cable network will cover it, what channel will be carrying this, but Candace Owens is a truth seeker, one very good to follow. I would certainly encourage those to watch this. Don't know when it's going to go into play, or when it's going to go live, or when this will launch. But good news nonetheless. Candace Owens, very good. Another one to follow on Twitter and on social media. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click on the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Once again, I'd like to thank the Patreons, those donating. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is March 15th, 2021. Thanks for listening.
Matters most to me. That's why I stand for the flag and I kneel at the cross. More for the friends I have loved and lost.